Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Brian Matamor is here. Brian is a great member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and chief idea guy at Growth Engine Company, also owner of Matamor Group, author of 21 Days to a Big Idea and Idea Stormers. That's two. I think there's a third one out there somewhere. And he's our good friend Brian Matamor. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Yes, there is a third one out there. It's called 99% Inspiration. It's out of print, and you can get it for a penny on Amazon.
That's the one that I don't have, and I got to go get that. I got a penny. I got a copper laying right here, ready to go. Okay, Brian, glad you're here. This is a time of year in the early part of the year when people are thinking about, you know, planning. They're thinking about strategy. They're thinking about their goals. Hopefully they're, you know, I always try to get people to think about these things last year. You know, I try to November, December at least get people thinking about the new year to clean up things, clean up their accounts receivable, clean up their inventory, clean the building, you know, that kind of thing. I always try to get them to do that early in the year so they start the new year as fresh as possible. But it's important, isn't it, to take a look at where we are, where we want to go, and see how we're going to get there.
Yeah, you know, and I actually did some strategic planning work with a small business in the middle of December. So you're right. That's really
the well. They read my article then. Good for them.
But you know, if somebody hasn't, I just wanted to share some ideas on growth planning, strategic growth planning, because frankly, it's considered an analytical exercise. You know, whether you mm-hmm. look at your inventories or reduce costs, or you know, or maybe even your goals, you say, yeah, I'd like to get a couple new clients. Well, that's really not what we're talking about here. You know, we're an innovation agency. Companies hire us to help them be more creative about growth. And so our point of difference on this strategic planning thing is, yeah, the analytics are important. You want to look at the size of market and all those kinds of, you know, McKinsey-esque analytical things. But our contribution is to get the company thinking differently about ways it could grow.
But can't we, Brian, in the beginning establish that there are certain immutable elements that are the same, whether you're analytical or whether you're creative, meaning we want to be successful this year, we want to find happiness this year, we want to be profitable this year, we want to, you know, find a way to give back this year. You see what I mean? Regardless of whether you're being analytical or creative, aren't those fundamentals that are the same?
They are, absolutely, and this is not an either. I mean,
right.
This is definitely an and. You need all the analytical things, you need the creative things, and you need the wishes and the dreams. Our contribution is really how do you operationalize those dreams, if you will, with real world ideas, programs, new business models, new products, that kind of thing. You know, when my partner was running the oral care division at Unilever, he, you know, they were against Colgate and Crest, and so what does their strategic plan say? Well, the analytical guys would say, well, try to grow 1 or 2%, and he put it at 15%, and mm-hmm. he reached that with a new product. So that's what you're talking about, Jim. The sort of the wish for bigness, for dreams, all the rest. That's a critical part of strategic planning that most companies, frankly, don't include in their process.
They were both. In your example, they were both pushing themselves. They were both setting some new goals for themselves. They were both following the logical human tendency, right, to be a little more this year than we were last year. But one approached it as you said, in a pedestrian analytical way, and the other one was a little more a little more, a little less prosaic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What makes this sort of creative growth planning harder is that it's not controllable in the sense that, you know, yeah, we can look at all the numbers and we can project forward, and if we get, you know, do 100 more sales calls, we'll get this X percent growth and all those kind of things. And again, those are all important. You want to do all those.
We're not leaving those behind. We're bringing those with us, right?
We're absolutely bringing those with us. But, you know, in these times of disruption and frankly, for small businesses, the opportunities of disruption,
right,
and the capabilities and technologies we have to be disruptors for the big guys, that comes through imagination and creativity and wishing and dreaming.
Hold on to that thought, folks, and it's all about the customer. And we're going to talk about all that when we come back with Brian Metamore after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.